Slack 83-81 really was a defining moment in his career. Underlined it as probably the most important score that he's ever achieved.
It takes nerves of steel to knock down a shot like that, especially with knowing what's on the line. It was a fantastic shot, and it can be as memorable watching it from the outside. I don't even know experiencing it as a player.
Here he is, Shabozwa, trying to find a little bit of space, does really well. Oh, it's off the backboard. That was delightful.
The little man getting inside, going glass for 2 points.
Again, a player who is really, really slick and really smooth in his moves and his grooves. Wonderful player, and he's also a very difficult player to get past, isn't he?
It's his defensive work that has been most impressive for me, at least. His ability to steal the basketball, his anticipation, the way he gets into the lane, he gives a lot on the defensive end and can help turn a game on the defensive end when he's on the floor.
First foul for Shabozwa as Paul gets back into the hands of Hussein Mahemli, just 22 years of age, one of the younger players in this US Monastir team. Ball comes out to Gayaza, plenty of experience at 35, and the pass doesn't fall into the basket or the hands of Majok. Out it goes.
Definitely a battle that I'm keeping an eye on. The two bigs, very skilled, and it's the manipulation and the movement and just the timely hands that make it such fascinating viewing.
And there is the tussle getting tangled up with Manga and Majok.
It continues to happen. And
look at that, it's like a Senegalese wrestling match is taking place.
That's what happens inside the paint. It's absolutely a wrestling match.
And Q, you know this very well, right?
I've experienced it multiple times in my career.
The big men matching up, wrestling, trying to wrestle the ball out of each other's hands. It's top class, isn't it? Well, the ball comes out. Gayaza trying to get it, drop it in. Always been slapped and swatted away into the hands of that man, Cleveland Thomas. Bit of time, bit of space. And Shabozwa decides not to go for the big long shot, but this man does. Poyo, oh, there's a good attempt. Look at that. That is beautifully done. That's what Manga's job is, to be there and outwit and outfox everybody and use his big height and big arm length.
He spoke about aggression before the game. He's been super conservative, but been aggressive in the air, and he's kept himself on the floor, and that's another offensive rebound, another good possession.
Well, he's couldn't get his hands on the ball there, Sliman. It comes out wide, a chance to try and find the three-pointer, but they're getting possession back, Reg, with 5 points now. And US Monastir, I'm sure, will call a timeout pretty soon. There you go. Hey, I mean, it was inevitable, right? 5 points, their lead cut in half with, what, 2:57 left on the clock, Q. They're playing a good, intelligent game, Reg. But how long can they battle against this US Monastir team to try and get the right result?
Well, what we have seen is that they have played with patient offense. They've also tried to vary how they get their buckets. They've settled for the outside shot. Manga's been a presence on the inside, picking up 2 offensive rebounds. But they do need to knock down those open threes, especially off their ball rotation when U.S. Monastir's defense is slow to rotate.
Two players the U.S. Monastir don't have available for this final battle here against Reg is Solo Diabate, who's got that thigh strain that's just the niggling injury that he picked up in December that kept him off the courts and off the floor for such a long time, and Mohamed Abassi, who's also got a calf muscle injury, so obviously that's a little bit of an issue. Two players that have been extracted from the equation.
Well, I think the Diabate substitution is probably going to hurt them a little bit. So this is their final game, and they want to finish out strong, but at least gives them a chance to get some rest in. And because they will be in Kigali, hopefully we will see him out there rested, ready, and back in the rotation.
Majok, 10.6 rebounds, and Usha with her verdict on the team talk from Coach Perisic.
Yes, Coach Perisic is saying they have one team foul, so they shouldn't give anything easy. They have 2 minutes, 50 seconds to go in this second quarter. Let them throw everything at this game. And just so you know, later tonight at 2 a.m., they fly out of Dakar. They go back home. They need to prepare for a cup game this Saturday. And so they want to go back with all the victories that they could get in this conference and head to Kigali as top of the group.
Well, at the moment, they've won us over in the way that they played. Thank you, Usher.
Thank you, Usher.
And they've put themselves very much in a good position ahead of the Nile Conference, which will tip off next month up in Cairo with the defending champion Zamalek, who will be looking to try and produce the goods. We'll talk about some of the other teams that are battling in that conference a little bit later on. But there you can see there's the Majok up to no good once again. And it is Thomas who's going to go to the free throw line.
Well, Thomas gets the continuation, but the presence in the paint of Adel Majok, 14 blocks in the total, well, in the conference so far, trails Obekwa of Slack Seydou, the Legacy Athletic Club, by just three, but he'll have a couple more by the time this game is done.
Oh, inevitably, Cleveland Thomas dropping in both of his shots. Player from Louisiana, as these Rwandan fans and the Tunisian fans that you saw earlier enjoying themselves here at the Dakar Arena in this wonderful country of Senegal, West Africa. We are absolutely loving it here. Hospitality next to none. Travelling call, frustration. Once again, the eyes look across. What? Who, me? Gayaza says. Well, I'm afraid, yes, sir, it was. Yalla.
It definitely lifted both feet, and that's a great call by the referee on that one.
Got a bit of tension here on the U.S. Monastir bench with that call, but the South African referee Arnold Mosea and Marcy Williams from the USA saying, calm down, calm down. Still have a lot of basketball to be played today.
Yeah, there is indeed. Yeah, we don't want anybody flaring up and misbehaving. We wouldn't like that cue.
No, we don't want that at all. And there's another call, offensive foul this time on Thomas. 6-0 run. Just as they keep coming back, and there you see the hand on the leg and picked up quite quickly by the referee.
This ball picked up here by that man, Marnawi. Majok takes over into the hands of Jaziri, getting his first. Oh, look at that. And once again, Manga is just producing it's a demonstration of blocks, isn't it?
He is in the right place at the right time. It's difficult to get over using his wingspan and athleticism for that block.
He didn't want anybody in his house, did he? Look at that from Majok. Can't get the shot, and the foul's been committed. And I think it's going to be U.S. Monastir who will get possession here. The foul's...
Well, it wasn't on the Majok attempt.
Yeah, it's on Axel Mboyo.
Right, absolutely. Just previous to that, that's the contact on Gayaza.
Boyo picking up that on the Gayaza contact. Gayaza averaging 16.7 minutes, 5.8 points, is already up to 7 in this game. And he's going to have to give them a little bit more as the game progresses.
Manga with a rebound and to the last 2 minutes. And we got another chain. Wasef Matnani, I think, is about to come on. Not just yet, Perisic. Just giving him the right information before he comes onto the floor. Shabozwa just trying to send a fine pass down into the hands of that man, Unzie.
Well, you see the call from the bench in terms of aggression, and they have ramped it up a little bit. They're picking up fouls in succession. They can give up one more, so I think they'll play a little bit more aggressive on their next couple of possessions up until they reach that bonus situation.
Here he is, Cleveland Thomas. One of those three-pointers maybe. No, he's going to go a little bit. Oh, look at that from Majok. Well, again, the big men, they most definitely are showing us how to swat things out of the sky, Usher.
That will be me and Q later on for the one-on-one.
Oh, she's keen. She's as keen as mustard, isn't she? Thank you, Usher. Dixon back on. And Marnawi. Traveling court, another little frustrating moment. There's some little errors that are seeping into their game, whereas we haven't seen it for the last three games. First game is a little bit topsy-turvy for U.S. Monastir, as you can see, Manawi with that little error, traveling error.
Well, they've gone a little bit dry on the offensive, and they've struggled in the final 5 minutes here, and it's something that they can definitely work on and something they can talk about in that locker room.
Unzie and another traveling call. Shabozwa getting the ball into the hands of Unzie. You can just see there is frustration because it just shouldn't happen.
Dizier driving in, and this time we've seen, maybe it's a point of emphasis right now. The referee's definitely looking in at the footwork, because that's the third one in succession.
Worst joke in the world. I hope they've all brought their passports, because there's a lot of travelling taking place here today.
Terrible.
But I did say, I said it was the worst joke in the world. At least I told everyone. Here it is, coming out wide. Dixon picks it up down the middle. Oh, it's beautifully passed into the path of Neji Jaziri.
Transition bucket from U.S. Monastir.
6 points with Cleveland Thomas, originally from Louisiana. Trying to find a little bit of space to get past his man. Good, solid defensive play. Chaboswa coming back off the metal. We've made a call like that previous to today. He was trying to rattle that ring, get the points once again. 14 seconds before the end of the half and counting. Here he is once again, Dixon. Oh, he comes off the medal, picks up. There's a chance to pick this up. But it's no chance to get another bucket. And it will remain a six-point game going into the halftime break. Greg trailing by 60.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young. You're listening to special Voice of America coverage of Basketball Africa League Season 2. Right now, we're at halftime at the Dakar Arena. U.S. Monastir from Tunisia leads Rwanda Energy Group by 6 points, 42-36. I'm joined once again by my hoops-loving friend, Prince Nesta. Prince, always good to have you back for some hoop chat.
Thank you, Sonny. I really appreciate it for sure.
What'd you think of the first half, Prince?
Yeah. Plenty of great stuff indeed. Battle of the centers, actually. Are you seeing the contest between Pichu Kambo Imanga, the great man from Lubumbashi, Democratic Republic of the Congo, and Ateb Majok?
Yeah, it's interesting the styles of those two big men, Prince. In terms of physiques, Majok, very, very tall and slender. And the big man from Lubumbashi, right? Did I get that right? Lubumbashi.
You got that right. Yes, Sonny. Lubumbashi.
He's almost built like a refrigerator, Prince. He's big and rugged and stocky, and it's fun to watch them kind of joust in the paint, so to speak.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. It's the battle of wits, chess moves. You could see the shifting card plays between the two. And that's actually the story of the game itself, One thing that basically they should watch out for, they don't want to get fouled, especially on Peach's side, because he's really instrumental for the team. I mean, right now, U.S. Monastir have got nothing to lose. They've already advanced to the next stage of the competition. So even if Ateb Majok, is fouled out, they always have replacements and stuff. But Pichu Manga should watch out so that he doesn't get fouled out. But I would say his aggressiveness has really been fundamental, even though the score is saying 42-36 in favor of U.S. Monastir. Well, REG has, 36 points. That's nothing as far as basketball is concerned. Those are just how many three-point plays, 2 3-point plays, and, U.S. REG catches up with U.S. Monastir. But I would say at the same time, it's really been a great, great stuff as far as adjusting of tactics is concerned. The two coaches are really doing great. And of course, what is really helping U.S. Monastir's team is that they're really crafty and aggressive. They're running as fast as possible on fast breaks. They've got a great defensive transition. And of course, they're contesting all shots. They've got so many ball fakes, and some of them are really, really playing with a great mindset. And of course, they really want to win this game, even though really they don't need it. But I think they just want to prove a point, Sonny.
Prince, I know we're both well aware that Monastir is a very good passing team, and yet a lot of turnovers from Monastir in the first half. Perhaps they're already thinking about that playoff berth in Kigali in May. Also, the team apparently will be traveling soon after this game ends. They have to get back to Tunisia for a cup match. But they do have 12 turnovers in the first half compared with 6 for Rwanda Energy Group. So I would imagine they're going to try to cut down on their turnovers, Prince, in the second half.
I totally agree with you. You know, they are facing a team that has to win this match because it's really going to be competitive. And so REG are being so aggressive. They're not just letting them have their way. So it's not a walk in the park for US Monastir. And so, yes, it's bound to happen. The aggressiveness and REG team, because they realize that's the only way that they can be able to walk away with a win in this one. And so that's why they're giving US Monastir a really hard time. And I love the enthusiasm as far as the REG team is concerned. They're so focused, and basically they think they might actually get away with a win in, as far as this particular match is concerned. Look at, folks like Didion, Didion, what a name, goodness me, Didion Dizeye, who had 7 points. You know, Cleveland Joseph is also putting in the work. He's got 9 points in this one. Excel Longompayo is also great at 3-point plays and stuff. Because at the main center, Pinchu, Kambo Imanga, who actually has 4 points, 5 rebounds. Really, really great stuff from REG team. They are really making Rwanda proud. Kigali right now, I'm pretty sure, is really proud of these guys. So many people had expected that because REG didn't have experience, you know, last time around, I think it was the Patriots of Rwanda who basically represented Rwanda. And so this is the first time that REG are actually taking part in this competition. This match is going to be so crucial so that they could go back to their own home ground and use their own home ground advantage in case they advance to the next stage, Sonny.
I'm VOA Sonny Young. You're listening to special Voice of America coverage of the Basketball Africa League Season 2. Keep it locked right here on the Voice of America. I'll be right back with Prince Nesta.
The Basketball Africa League is back. Voice of America joins forces with Africa's premier men's basketball league to bring you the second season of the BAL. 38 games. 12 teams leaving it all on the court in Senegal, Egypt, and Rwanda to determine the 2022 season champion. Tune in to VOA 24/7, FMs, and to our radio and TV affiliates for some action. Pre-game, play-by-play, post-game, daily highlights, delivered by our finest commentators. Basketball Africa League 2022 on Voice of America. May the best team win.
I'm VOA Sonny Young. You're listening to special Voice of America coverage of the Basketball Africa League in Season 2. Right now we're at halftime at the Dakar Arena in Senegal. Monastir, a finalist in 2021, leads Rwanda Energy Group by 6 points, 42-36. Prince Nesta, that was my colleague Sunday Shamari doing that ball promo. And I know you love music. I love music. Would you like to take a guess? That musical bed underneath Sunday Shamari's voice, it's called Children of Africa. I kind of like it, Children of Africa. And I hope that more children will play basketball in Africa after watching some of these Basketball Africa League games, Prince.
I totally agree with you, and I really love that. And Sunday Shomari is a great friend of mine. He's from my neighboring country, Tanzania, and I'm from Kenya. And so the music that they mostly like down there, and, you know, if you ask him this, he's going to attest to this, is a music called Bongo music. people, Diamond Platinums. I'm sure Sunday Shomari really likes Diamond Platinums. One of my favorite musicians from. Yeah. And you know, you should listen to some more bongo music, Sonny.
I think I will, Prince. I'd like to. I want to let our listeners know, you know, the Voice of America has been described as a United Nations of broadcasting. On radio, we're broadcasting the Basketball Africa League games in English, French, Kenya, Rwanda, Portuguese, Wolof. And, you know, Prince, I was looking at the participating teams. Maybe for BAL Season 3, you know, you have teams from Tunisia, from Morocco. Maybe the Voice of America should cover these games also in Arabic. What do you think, Prince?
Absolutely. And the Voice of America, you know, and I'm going to say this, is the number one station which rules the whole entire nation with positive qualification and vibration till the next generation.
I love it! I love that! Say that one more time, Prince. I want to hear that one more time.
Yes, so the Voice of America basically is the number one station which rules the nation with positive qualification and vibration till the next generation.
I love it. I love it. You know, we were talking about travels and places that we have not been to and places we have been to, Prince. But, you know, I know you love to travel. Approximately how many – I remember that cross-country journey you made recently – how many of the U.S. of the 50 U.S. states have you visited?
Well, I've been fortunate enough to travel to around 30. Recently, I went to Oklahoma, so that should be the 31st state that I've traveled to. I'm hoping to hit the whole 50 states. One of the places I really want to go to, Sonny, is Hawaii.
I
really want to go there.
I would love to go to Hawaii someday. I've never been there either. As another one, Alaska. It's been called the last frontier by many people.
Yep, that's a place to go. Really some great nature out there. And, you know, it's just a different world. I have heard plenty of good things about Alaska, and I would love to go and check it out for sure. But at the same time, Sonny, I would say even though I've traveled to the whole 31 states here in the United States, nothing beats Africa, Sonny. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
You got to go down there in Africa and just have some good time, especially Indian Ocean, you know, some warm beaches down there. You know, you've got some of them in Florida, yes, but I'm going to vouch for my continent, son.
Well, I know you love to go home to Kenya, Prince, whenever you can.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, of course. And, you know, it's really cheap down there, especially if you've got the power of the dollar, honestly. If you're an American tourist, you're going to find it a little bit cheaper compared to, you know, some of us and stuff like that. So it's also an advantage. And, you know, you really have got plenty of things, cultural stuff to look at, you know, learn some languages, mingle with the locals who are really vibrant and, you know, welcoming and great people, great food. Goodness me, I don't think you'll come back, Sonny, if you went there for holiday.
Well, if you're just tuning in now to the Voice of America, we're at halftime of Monday's first Basketball Africa League game. U.S. Monastir leads Rwanda Energy Group 42-36. Later Monday at 2100 GMT, AS Saleh from Morocco will take on SLAC, Seydou Legacy Athletic Club from Conakry, Guinea. And Prince, maybe a short forecast of that game. How do you see that one? How do you see that one progressing?
Yeah, that's going to be quite a tough fixture, considering the fact that both teams actually have to win that particular match. And so they are sort of caught up in a catch-22 situation. It's either they win and advance, or, you know, if they lose, they're out. is one of the most important games as far as the Sahara Conference campaign is concerned, in my own opinion. And I think the two teams, actually, Sunny, if you're aware of this, they last clashed at the 2019 FIBA African Champions Cup in AS Sali. And, you know, AS Sali, the Moroccan team, actually prevailed 107-93. And so I would actually say that we won't be expecting to see the same scoreline in this particular match.